So once again, thank you so much. I am so honored to be here, but I will try to be mindful of the time, but I really do enjoy talking about myself. So, but I will keep it to the reason why I am here. So I wanted to start out with three things that I know I grew up and started believing at a very young age. And there are more than three things, but these were the three things that I really felt that I was not worthy of. These three things were money, love, and happiness. And I think there are times where we feel that we are inherently flawed, that we don't deserve these things. They're for someone else. They're not for me. And this is negative thinking. If we could just become more mindful of when we're using negative thinking to create our life, when we're in that spiral falling down of negative thinking, what we need to do is recognize, be mindful that that's where our thoughts are, and we need to produce positive thoughts. So when you find yourself thinking negatively, you counter it with positivity, but you need to believe that positivity, and that's the key. Once you start recognizing the negative thought, counter it with a positive one, faith and belief in that positivity, I promise you, your life will change drastically and quickly, so be prepared. So I wanna start off with actually a story about my daughter. She knows that I'm telling you this story. I asked for her approval. This is a lesson that I am constantly trying to teach and work with my daughter: negativity, negative thinking. Ava loves school and she loves learning, but she doesn't like the drama that goes along with school. So we deal a lot with some hard times in the morning before school. And we had this conversation not long ago about how I'm trying to instill in her that she is a co-creator of her life, that she has the power to create what her life is. And if she thinks school is gonna suck, guess what? It's not going to be fun. The universe doesn't know positive and negative. All it knows is what your desires are and what you want. So it hears school's going to suck today, Mom. Well, yeah, of course it is. So I said to her, you have that power, Ava. You have that power to create whatever it is you want school to be. So of course, she's 12 and she's kind of snarky. And she says to me, so if I want it to snow, it's just going to snow, Mom. And I said, well, so I had to think for a second, so I was like, oh, that was a good one. I said, back up. We do live in reality, and we do live in a world where weather pattern changes take time. So if you want it to snow, Ava, if that's what you want your experiment to be, and you believe that that is what you want, I want it to snow, then yes, it will snow. And I am confident that it will. But weather patterns take time. So drop her off at school. The next day, I am in Versailles, Indiana, having coffee with a friend of mine. And I mentor her when she goes through some life changes. So it was a really wonderful time in this little cozy coffee shop. And I happened to look outside during this one point. All of a sudden, there are these big, big, fluffy, white snowflakes. It's winter, but there was no snow in the forecast, and it was beautiful. It was like picturesque, like a Norman Rockwell painting. And I wanted to get in my car, and I wanted to drive back to Ava's school and run down the hallway yelling, Ava, it's snowing. And when I picked her up from school, I said, did you notice anything today? And she said, I sure did, Mom. Well, the next day, 2 days later, excuse me, she has a snow day. So now we get this phone call and there's a snow day. And she says to me, Mom, I have to tell you something. And I was like, yeah. And she said, so yesterday in school, Julie was asking what everyone wanted her to bring in for her birthday, cupcakes, cookies. And when she asked Ava, Ava said, would you bring a snow day? And the next day there was a snow day. So let me tell you, Ava is now very mindful of what she's thinking. But the point I'm trying to make is she had faith in what her belief was. She knew she was thinking negative. I told her, it's an experiment, Ava. Make it an experiment, but believe in it. So let me tell you, we're getting through. We're getting through to a 12-year-old. Yeah. So I want to talk to you a little bit about my journey with Unity and Prosperity Plus, because they really go hand in hand. I was introduced to Unity by my mother, who has passed away. She passed away in 2012. I Hope You Dance is her favorite song, so I know that my mom is here with me today. So that in itself is a blessing in divine order as well, so pretty incredible. Hi, Mom. So she introduced me to Unity. That was out in Boulder, Colorado. And I remember walking into that church in my late 20s, and all of a sudden being surrounded by like-minded people. It was overwhelming to me that I had found a place where people believed what I had always felt to be my truth, but I had never met anybody like that. So I immediately walked in and knew, I'm home. I am home. I moved to Indiana with my husband. After having Ava, Ava was about 2 years old, I really wanted to get back into a church community. Church has always been my family as well. My family all lives in New York, so church was my communion and my family. And I started actually going to a Catholic church. I was in a mom's club. All of my mom friends were Catholic. And I thought, well, I was raised Catholic as a young child. Maybe I will just reintroduce myself to that. It was a great church. The priest was young. His message was powerful. They had a music director. Everybody sang. I had never been in a Catholic church where people actually sang. But I got to the point again where I did not feel whole. I felt there were areas of Catholicism that just were not resonating with me. And I had more than one of my friends say, well, can't you just pick the pieces of this church that resonate with you and ignore the others? And I said, I can't. I have to be all of something, not some of something. And I made a decision that I was going to not go back. That day, I had a massage. When my massage therapist left, she said, oh, by the way, I'm doing this thing at this church. Here's a flyer. I'd love for you to share it. And I look at the bottom of the flyer. This is the day that I said, I'm not going back to that church. And on the bottom of the flyer, it said, New Thought Unity. And I went, Unity? There's a Unity church here? She said, yes, there's actually two. And Garden Park is probably closer to you. Hopped online. Looked on the website, saw Reverend Kathy, thought, oh, never had a female minister. That could be quite interesting. Decided to come to church here. She greeted me at the door with a hug, and I said, I'm home, and I haven't left. Even though I'm not here physically, I have never left since then. But immediately, Reverend Kathy was always very poignant on talking about tithing. And at the time, I didn't have the full support of my husband while I was coming here to church. And tithing of money, I knew, was not going to be something that I could do. But she said something that I thought was very important, is your tithing of your time, your treasures, and your talents. And I knew at that time that I had some talents that I could really tithe to the church. So I approached her, and I started helping out with weddings, because that is my background. My background is weddings and events. So I felt really powerful that I was able to contribute with tithing of my time and my talents, and I knew that my treasure would come at some point. Prosperity Plus presented itself at one point during my time here at Unity, and it wasn't the right time for me. I could not commit to a 10-week course. My daughter was still young. I still didn't have the full support of my husband, so I knew that it just wasn't the right time, and I had to put it back on the shelf. I then was very fortunate enough to have people come to me and ask if I would accept a nomination to be on the church board, and felt really powerful that it was the right time for that. I had been asked previously a few years before then, and once again, it just didn't resonate with me. I knew it wasn't the right time. But this time, 2014, I believe it was when I said yes. I was granted that board position. And then very quickly after being on the board was asked, so do you think you might want to be treasurer? No, I don't. Felt that fear creep up, felt that negative thinking starting of treasurer of a church, me? Math is my worst subject. Are you sure you meant to ask me that you wanted me to be treasurer? But I quickly realized where my thoughts were going, and I thought, you know, they do know who they're asking, and maybe there's something here that I need to conquer. Maybe there is a fear here that I need to face. So I said yes. Well, then I didn't know that being a treasurer also meant that you have to be on the finance team. So here I am now on the finance team with lawyers, an insurance agent, people that like to do math in their spare time, and me. And once again, fear, negative thinking, who am I? You know, I'm not worthy of this, but nope, I'm going to do this. And it was very quickly shown to me that I was a value to that finance team. And I was a lot smarter than I thought I was, or I gave myself credit. So once again, negative thinking, fear creeping up, saying, I'm going to conquer that. Prosperity Plus shows up again here at Unity. This is the time for me. This is where I'm going to do it now. I know I can commit it. By this time, my husband knew that Unity was part of my life. Everybody here had finally met him. They thought he was fictitious there for a long time, but he wasn't. And jumped into this Prosperity Plus class and said to myself, I am going to do this 110%. I am going to give this class everything it asks of me, whether I believe it or not, whether I think it's kind of silly or not. This was going to be my experiment and my walk in faith of what I wanted to manifest. And it was insane. It was probably the most incredible class I've ever taken. It was powerful. It was palpable. I had a clear vision of what I wanted, and it does make you ask the universe in very clear and precise words what it is you want and be as big as you want it to be. And my whole process was about a property where people would come to me for weddings. I would no longer have to go out. My wedding business, it was booming, it was getting bigger, and I was leaving home all the time. I wanted to be home. I wanted to still make money for my family, but I wanted to be home and for it to have the least impact. And I manifested this vision and read it every night before bed and every morning before I woke up, and it was very specific about a certain property. And right before the end of Prosperity Plus, this property fell through the contract phase. And I was devastated because I had given 110%. And you're supposed to read the vision statement every night before you go to sleep. You're supposed to read it every morning before you wake up, you wake up before your feet hit the ground. And when this property fell through, I did not want to read that vision statement. I was heartbroken, and I was really in despair. But I picked up the vision statement that morning, and I read it, and like I said, very much pertaining to this property. And then I read the last line that I had read for weeks beforehand, but did not resonate with me. The last line said, "This or something better." And that's what I grabbed onto. And I said, I can only think so large. God can think so much larger. And I have to believe that it was this, and now it's something better. Months later, after Prosperity Plus was over and done with, I was making a phone call with a couple that I had to this property that I had worked at before with my wedding business, and had jokingly said to them when I was there last, "Hey, if you ever want to sell it, give me a call." Joking. Well, I called, left a message, the innkeeper called me back and said, "Hey, aren't you the wedding planner that wants to buy Richwood?" I was like, "Yeah." "It's for sale. The owners put it on the market 3 days ago, and you need to buy it." 7 months later, my husband and I walked onto the property of Richwood Plantation at the time as the new owners. That was October 1st of 2015, a little over a year from when I took Prosperity Plus. God was moving mountains for me. God made me be the treasurer of the board for a reason. There is a lot of math involved when you're owning a very large business. But your life will start to move very quickly. So we now are the owners of an absolutely beautiful venue, Richwood on the River in Milton, Kentucky. So now I'm working there. We still have a house in Lawrenceburg. This is where everything will start moving very, very fast. We put our house on the market when houses were not selling. Our house sold in 29 days, full asking price, the first people to walk through the door. We bought a condo because my husband was still working in Cincinnati. I'm driving back and forth an hour each way to work. We've doubled revenue in the first year. We need to live at Richwood. I have an innkeeper living in the apartment. I have cabins. I don't want to live on the property, take away revenue. My neighbor walks over and says, "I'm selling my home. Would you like to buy it?" "Yes." "Would you like to know how much?" "No." "Would you like to see it?" "Not really." My husband saw the inside of that house the day they moved out, the day we moved in. That same week that that house was offered to us, I got a phone call from the school that Ava was on a waiting list for the third grade. We have an opening in the third grade. So very quickly, life will change when you start to think positive and move yourself into that space. Last thing that happened, which was probably the biggest for my husband, who is now a full supporter, I said to him, "In 6 months, you'll be working from home." He said, "Never, never. My job will never allow me to work from home." 4 months later, my husband walked through the door of our new home with a box with all of his stuff from his desk and said, "I don't know how you're doing, what you're doing, but I will never question you again." So I'm going to end now because I'm already over, but I just want to reiterate, this class, Prosperity Plus, is powerful. And when you're ready for it and you are ready for life, for mountains to be moved, in the book of Thomas, Jesus talks about mountains are obstacles in our way. The universe will do everything you want it to do and will move mountains to make your life what you want it to be. So quit negative thinking, and your life will be amazing. Namaste.